there's a part of me that wants to honor that privilege of being the listener, and also feels like there must be something I can offer, but I never know what it is. And I'm uncomfortable at the end of the story when I don't know what to say.
Exactly what you just said. What a privilege that you trusted me with your story. Thank you so much for sharing it with me. I'm so sorry that happened. That's all you have to say, because ultimately there isn't anything that anyone can do after it's over other than to be supportive, other than to share that load. They don't have to carry it by themselves anymore. And the fact that they trusted you with it really is a privilege. I think as I have gone through life, I have learned that life truly is about relationship. And although we're speaking specifically about how to listen, I would say that no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are in life, that that relationship is more important, or the most important. When you're listening to somebody's story, there's very little that's more intimate than that.
Thank you. Yeah. So it connects you in the end. If there's a good listener, it's possible that the intimacy and the connection that comes from sharing that weight of that story can create an emotional intimacy that is not just a privilege, but is really what we all desire, is to be known.
Yes. And I would say that if you have been a good listener for somebody in their story, that you have already, like, just that in and of itself, it begins a healing process.